Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Yes, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey today. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine.
Oh, sounds good, sir. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media, like outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you, sir. Are you 21 older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely
yes.
vote?
Yes.
Definitely, probably, or chances yes. are 50-50? Definitely. Thank you, sir. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. What is your race, sir?
Afro-American.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. And what is your age?
68.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president from Congress focus more on, right? They would like for them to focus on it. For each of them, I want you to rate this on a scale from 0 to 10, how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use 10 for the most important, use 5 for somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all for you. You can use a number from 0 to 10. First one says, making housing more affordable.
10.
How would you? 10, thank you. And protecting voting rights and democracy?
10,
thank you. And fighting racism and discrimination?
10,
thank you so much. And reducing crime and gun violence?
10,
thank you so much, sir. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you so much. Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Worse. Thank you so much. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the African-American community? You can select up to two, right? First one, it says alcohol. Second one, cigarettes. Then heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Then ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Vaping, opioids, and fentanyl, marijuana, and other cannabis products. Which of those do you think make like a negative impact?
Cocaine and fentanyl.
And fentanyl. Oh, okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. I want to ask you your opinion, right, about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation supports, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products, right? Do you agree or disagree the advance in tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Improve health.
Would you strongly agree or disagree or somewhat agree?
Agree.
Agree. Will be somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you so much, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate if you're familiar with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products, right? For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. And heat not burn tobacco products?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And oral nicotine pouches?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, right? Accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 to 10 who try to quit smoking are successfully. Many have successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful, from tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing all this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more education in anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans?
Government restrictions.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarettes and smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with the more, right? We must recognize that not everyone can or easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through this, like traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescriptions medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have informed about the access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. That's the first one. Second one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine and patches and prescriptions, medications. Which of those 2 would you agree more?
The first one.
First one. Thank you, sir. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes, like the real cigarettes?
More.
More. It would be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made up about.
Keep reading, sir. How much more do we have to go?
We're almost completing this.
Be this long conversation.
I understand. Yeah, see, we're almost done with that. We're over the half already. See, let me read this to you real quick. I'm going to read these statements people have made up about smoking and the importance of smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternative. The cigarettes. Please rate each of you in a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means strongly agree, 5 means somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statements, right? You can use any number from 0 to 10. See, opioids are kill 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refused to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioids and Europe and Japan, and to combat cigarettes used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, how agree you will be with that?
10.
Thank you for that, sir. See, second one says, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking and quit smoking, and our prevention and education and cessation support efforts have helped realize to lower the smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and larger scale public health campaigns on dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful, so free smoking alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rates and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how agree you will be with that one?
10.
Thank you, sir. And the last one say, quitting smoking is hard, That's why only 1 to 10 people who try to are successful. I'm sorry, but there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute the significant declines of the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they cannot or they don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10, I'll agree you will be that one. You will be with that one, I'm sorry.
5.
A 5. Thank you so much for that. Sir, as I was saying, we're almost completing the whole survey. Thank you for your patience. Here's one of the last questions here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, right? It is okay you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, that the public health strategy focuses on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or not quit cigarettes as less smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve in health outcome in African American communities. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, sir. Thank you. In the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products, like heat not burn tobacco product?
No.
No. Cigars, I'm sorry?
No.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Thank you. And cigarettes?
No.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Switch gear a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, right? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Last year what, sir?
Of schooling that you have completed?
The schooling?
Yeah. The last year of schooling that you have completed?
I still don't understand what you're talking about.
I mean, you went to college, you graduated from high school, you master in college, or?
High school.
High school. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Are you married or married, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single. Thank you, sir. Do you have children 18 years old, age or younger, living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. And which of the following best describe you or how you think about your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Low income. Thank you, sir. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. Thank you, sir. And do you define as member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. A strong Democrat or?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. And in the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden. Thank you. Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden. Wonderful. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience with me, man. Sir, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you. Also, I wish you have a wonderful rest of the day, too, sir. Thank you.
Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you, too, sir. Enjoy your holiday. Thank
you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.